It has been a learning process, you know, not just for the direct emissions, for emissions that come from building energy use and from our fleets, but also looking at our indirect emissions, like from employee commuting or emissions from the waste that we send to the landfill.
Well, and I know travel, every time I calculate out mine, every time I get in an airplane, my footprint just gets a lot bigger.
Indeed.
So do those kinds of things get put when folks travel to conferences? Your footprint can become fairly significant if you keep going down that path.
It does. And employee travel is one of the things that gets counted in the inventory. It's another one of the firsts in President Obama's executive order.
And so how do you know, what guidance have you given folks about how far they actually go in terms of... I was talking to one agency, and he was comparing it to Y2K, where it seemed like every time you turned around, there was another thing that you had to fix. And this is similar, where if you keep looking at it, greenhouse energy touches everything, of course.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's an adage that says, you know, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it.
Right.
Or if you want to use a sports version of it, I guess it would be if you're not keeping score, you're not playing the game.
Right.
But really understanding where pollution comes from in federal activities and where we have the opportunity to eliminate waste and cut pollution and ultimately save taxpayer dollars in the process, you know, getting down and understanding the details are important. And for us, that's another aspect of the firsts of the executive order, and that's leading by example.
Yeah.
In, you know, looking at what the federal footprint is and how we can improve it and get those economic benefits that go along with it, too.
Talk a little bit about, because one of the big changes since September is the now you can't go 10 minutes without talking about the age of austerity and doing more with less and all those kinds of things. Does that make the sustainability initiative more complex?
I think it ultimately makes it even more relevant. You know, if you're talking about sustainability, you really are talking about making your resources go as far as they can and looking at where we are wasting energy. You know, energy which costs a lot. And I know you and I have talked about this before. The federal government is the single largest energy consumer in the U.S. economy. And by meeting our greenhouse gas reductions goals, we estimate that we'll be able to cut that energy expense between $8 and $11 billion by 2020.
And there have been some fascinating stories. In fact, there was just earlier this week, the New York Times had a story from Afghanistan where Marines are using solar panels to power their power all the electricity that they use, they need. And it's ending up being not only a cost savings, but also that you don't have as many people who are hauling fuel around. It's ended up being strategic.
Well, and it's a lifesaver, too. You know, the Department of Defense is not only the federal government's biggest energy consumer, but they're one of the real leaders in setting their greenhouse gas emissions goal, and clearly they are serious about energy because reducing those fuel supply lines ultimately makes us more resilient and keeps our soldiers safer.
I know when I was with you and Stephen Leeds from GSA, and we were out at ERMCO, I believe it was, out on the Eastern Shore talking about this. One of the issues that always comes up when you talk about green is telework. And a certain degree of frustration from workers. I can't telework, and I don't get why. I know the administration very much focused on that, but this is very closely tied to the whole sustainability initiative, isn't it?
It is, and if you look at some of those agency sustainability plans, they do talk about how their telework initiatives connect, you know, with their efforts to ultimately be more efficient. And if you remember the GreenGov Challenge from October 2009,
yeah,
you know, telework was one of the top scoring suggestions that people had for how we can help to meet our greenhouse gas emissions goal. You know, ultimately telework or management decisions that each agency ends up making, but it's another one of those examples how, you know, good government and moving out on some of the other administration's efficiency initiatives are going to help achieve the sustainability goals too.
It seems, and you mentioned the GreenGov Challenge, there have been some creative things that have come out of this. GSA TAP working with a magazine, the name of which, of course, escapes me at the moment. But to actually giving folks specs on a building out in Los Angeles and saying, hey, help us come up with ways of taking this 70-year-old building and making it more green. There have been a lot of cool things that have ways of reaching out that have come out of this whole process.
There have been. And ultimately, you know, we recognized a handful of those in the GreenGov Presidential Awards, which is another one of those things that's happened since the last time you and I talked, from Sandia National Labs, which is literally bolting solar panels on top of electric carts, saving money in the process, and coming up with a creative solution for getting around a campus where there's a lot of sun to take advantage of, to a VA facility over in West Virginia that's got a green cafeteria solution that's engaged local farmers in their composting initiatives. There are a lot of good stories out there, and good stories, too, that demonstrate something that is so important about us ultimately meeting these goals. And it's going to be engaging as a part of the federal community. We've got some big initiatives, some big goals to reach in the near term and, you know, looking out to 2020. And ultimately, the way that we're going to get there is the men and women in the federal government sharing their creative solutions, getting involved, joining green teams, and you know, giving us the opportunity to recognize their great work.
Going back to this age of austerity, I know sometimes people feel, oh my goodness, I'm just trying to get my jobs done. Do you have any concern that the sustainability initiative kind of gets pushed to the background, that meeting my mission becomes so important that green really becomes secondary or even tertiary?
I think from an agency perspective, you know, one of our aims has been to really integrate sustainability into the part of the agency's mission, you know, recognizing, like with our DOD example, that the way DOD sees sustainability, you know, is very different. It's in terms of energy security and mission resilience than how EPA or GSA might. You know, and at an individual level, you know, it's really about, in many cases, small actions that add up. And one of the things that I've just been incredibly inspired by since I came on board is the extraordinary people in the federal government. You know, the great ideas, you know, the wonderful contributions they've had to make to our work program, and the great ideas I'm sure they're going to continue to advance, because regardless of, you know, how small the action you take may seem, you know, if it's, you know, making sure that you recycle your aluminum cans and your office paper at the end of the day, or making sure you turn off your computer monitor and all your peripherals at night, you know, there are almost 2 million federal civilian employees and more than 1.5 million men and women in active duty military service. And I tell you, those little steps really add up.
And sometimes I think people almost discount those because it feels so small, but those small steps, if all of us do them, wow, they really make a difference.
Absolutely. And they make us part of a much broader community of practice in the federal government that's really dedicated to meeting these sustainability goals and to making the communities, you know, not just here in Washington, but around the country where we live and work, you know, better places, being good neighbors.
So what should agencies mostly focused on that, getting that initial baseline so they can start measuring, is that the really what they should be focusing on right now?
That is a very important part of the work program right now, is getting that greenhouse gas inventory completed. We'll quickly be moving on to completing our first set of OMB scorecards, which will be grading our performance on 1 year of implementation. And one other thing I want to mention, which is an important opportunity for agencies to be thinking about as well, is how this gives us new opportunities to work with industry, to work with business. And the GreenGov supply chain partnership that GSA launched is a great example of that. You know, looking at our supply chain, how we can work with our vendors, large companies and small businesses, you know, to drive out waste, you know, to drive out greenhouse gases from our supply chain. Some great opportunities for dialogue and partnership and really learning from the best of what each other are doing.